89. Bethany of Kansas defeated Mount Marty 71-70. South Dakota State men opened with a 65-54 win over Cal Irvine. So that's the rundown of scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today. The final two state football titles will come out today at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Vermilion. It's the 11A championship featuring a pair of unbeaten teams, Madison and Dakota Valley, both 11-0 on the season. Then tonight will be 11AAA championship, undefeated Sioux Falls Washington playing 10-1 Sioux Falls Roosevelt. That will close down the high school football season for South Dakota. Coming up next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everybody will be out in Rapid City for the state volleyball championships. All three classes will be playing on the same court at the Rapid City Civic Center. The matchups are set for next week. The AA tournament, Harrisburg has the top seed. They will open the tournament playing Sioux Falls O'Gorman, number 8. The number 4 Aberdeen plays number 5 Watertown. Huron Tigers have the number 6 seed at 14-10. They will play number 3 seed Rapid City Stevens, who's 28-6. That will be a 7 o'clock central start. 6:40 with the pre-match on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. And the final first-round match in AA, number 2 seed Mitchell plays number 7 Sioux Falls Washington. The Class A matchups. In the afternoon, the top seed, Sioux Falls Christian, plays number 8 seed, McCook Central Montrose. That'll be followed by number 4 seed, Madison, against number 5, Miller. Both teams, 25-4 on the season. In the evening bracket, number 3 seed, Belle Fouche, plays number 6, Sioux Valley. The number 2 seed, Dakota Valley, plays number 7 seed, Parker. And finally, in Class B, top seed is Northwestern. They will play number 8 seed Faith to open the tournament. They'll be followed by 4 seed Hanson and number 5 Harriet Selby. The evening bracket, number 3 seed Warner plays number 6 seed Burke South Central. And then number 2 seed Chester will play number 7 seed Dubrook. Again, all three of those state volleyball tournaments are out in Rapid City. Will be played at the Civic Center next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Couple of announcements that we do want to pass along. Huron Volleyball Club will be holding Junior Olympic tryouts for the upcoming season a week from tomorrow. That's November 19th at the Norby Center and Middle School Gym. Grades 4 through 8 will have tryouts beginning at 5 o'clock. Grades 9 through 12 will have tryouts beginning at 6:30. And parents' meetings will be held during the tryouts. For more information, you can look at their website here on volleyballclub.com. Here on Tiger Boys Basketball has an ongoing raffle. They teamed up with famed South Dakota painter John Green to create a print of the inside of the Huron Arena. The original print is being raffled off. The tickets for the raffle are $10. Only 1,000 tickets will be sold. You can also purchase a print of the painting for $75 at Carr Chiropractic Clinic. They will be selling the chances on the raffle throughout the boys basketball season. We do have a couple of Tiger Roar Booster Club potlucks coming up. First off, the postseason potluck for the Huron Tiger football program will be this coming Tuesday. That's for all levels, grades 9 through 12. That'll be at the Huron High School Commons beginning at 6 o'clock Tuesday evening. Everyone is welcome to attend. And then the Tiger Roar Booster Club potluck for Huron Tiger Volleyball will be a week from Monday, November 20th, also at the High School Commons, also starting at 6 o'clock. That's for grades 9 through 12 once again, and everyone is welcome to attend. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll talk state tournament volleyball here on Tiger head coach Shelley Budenhagen. Miller high coach Linda DeBoer will join us today. And we'll also take a look at some Missouri Valley Football Conference play today. South Dakota State has their final home game of the season as they host Illinois State and the University of South Dakota. A tough road trip up to Fargo to play North Dakota State. Both teams looking to stay in the running for a spot in the football championship subdivision playoffs. That'll be our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at 8:15 this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Hey, good morning, everyone. First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Shelley Buttnagin, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. The Tigers headed back to the AA tournament, ninth consecutive year, after picking up the Sweet 16 win on Thursday, straight sets over Sioux Falls Roosevelt. And Shelley, looks like we just picked up where we left off, had a great match winning in five against Mitchell, and then we had some worries going into Roosevelt because you felt that was a team much better than their record, but especially the first and third sets, we just ran away and hid.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of, you know, I guess, angst because we really weren't sure of the Sweet 16 and how the one-and-done thing was going to work, and there was a lot of angst because Sioux Falls Roosevelt was one of the hot teams in the state. At the time, right before they got beat by Aberdeen, they hadn't gotten beaten by a South Dakota school since September, and so, you know, they go to these tournaments and they play like six matches in 2 days, and they get a lot of touches and a lot of rallies and a lot of experience. And so those young kids, because they relatively are a young team, get to grow up a lot. And so we were really nervous. And they played pretty well against Aberdeen the match before us. Went to five, took them to five. Kind of felt like maybe they could have beaten Aberdeen. And Aberdeen is a really good team. And so we were really nervous. And when you face a Riley Boyd, who's been on the map since her sophomore year, played in this, you know, the state championship last year and had a really good match. We watched that one in Brookings, and so I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. But I think we did. We've gained a lot of confidence and momentum coming down the stretch here. And you know, sometimes this team, the personality of this team, we have a good match, and all of a sudden we just nosedive, and then of course I go into panic, going, are we tail spinning, and then all of a sudden we start playing well again. So I was really anxious, going, okay, which team is going to show up? But you know, it's a credit to our seniors who made sure that we stayed focused and made sure we stayed on our track that we wanted to be, and they were really focused on the goals that we had written down. And it's so important, you know, to write goals down, and I'm not telling anybody, you know, anything. There's no magic in that. You just write your goals down, and then if you have a group that really can focus on that and know what it takes to get there, you know, it's you know, you have a chance of being successful. And so when we put the game plan together and we knew of our matchups and so forth, you know, it just worked, and we knew a lot of things had to go right for us, and it did. A lot of things just went right for us, and we'd like to think, though, that hard work creates good luck.
Well, you look at it, you can go first and third set. Like I said, we ran away and hit the second set. We were down. We had to rally to come back and win that one.
I'd kind of forgotten that,
yes.
You know, because we're, you know, the coaching staff, we're just trying to, you know, focus on one point at a time and what we need to do, and I'd forgotten that we were down, but this team has done that.
It was 23-21.
Yeah.
Well, you took my sheet, but I'm pretty sure I know that.
Yeah, And I did look at it, and, yes. but I kind of forgot about that as we go. But yeah, they just find a way. And, you know, things that have happened throughout the season have prepared us. And, you know, we talked to Holly. You know, Holly had a real tough match against Harrisburg. Harrisburg had her number, and things just didn't go well for Holly. We hit in the block. They were blocking her wherever she went. There was two, three people. The defense was set right where she thought the openings were going to be. And we told Holly, we said, you know, that was a tough match, Holly, and we all felt really bad about that for you. But here's the deal, that match, if we don't play that match and don't have that experience, you're not ready for Riley Boyd. And you know, I'd like to think that did have some kind of factor into how well she played against Sioux Falls Roosevelt and how well Jada set her and knew to move her around and get her away from the block. And then I'd like to think also that the passers knew they had to do a little bit better job there getting the ball to Jada, so Jada was able to get our hitters, not only Holly, but you know, Kayla as well. And Kayla's been playing fantastic volleyball coming down the stretch and is really kind of brutalizing some defenses with her downline shots, and then she'll mix it up with an off speed, and then she'll cut shot, and then you know, you've got McKenna Moore coming in the mix here. You know, for a freshman, she's been doing a fantastic job, and she also too is starting to learn about shots and learning about how to pick on defenses. And then, you know, Jada, I think, you know, Thorson's a real good setter down in Harrisburg, but I think Jada is a very unique setter where she can be in an offensive attack anytime she touches that ball. And I think she had 8 kills or something like that against Sioux Falls. And I don't think Sioux Falls had seen a setter like her, just hadn't. And Jada realizes that even sometimes when she does her dump, she collapses that defense on the inside and opens up the edges for her hitters. And that's, you know, she just did a lot of crafty things. But, and then of course, we're so lucky that we have Haven on our side. I mean, Haven took a lot of shots for us. I mean, defensively, she muscled up and got a lot of digs. And so, you know, we told the kids before that we won in the match, defense wins championships. And I think, you know, with Haven and our defense, our littles, Isabel had some real good digs, and Jada had a big dig there that Riley Boyd should take one above her head, and it went flying across the net and landed for a kill, and that might have been the game changer right there for us.
Well, you know, I was kind of going two spots where I felt were the difference on Thursday, but when the more I think about it, well, the back role play, we've had that pretty consistently all year, but the biggest difference here just in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, has been the block.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. You know, for instance, I think it was at Stevens, we only had like 2 blocks, and if we knew that if we couldn't block a little better, you know, we just didn't have a chance. And I don't care how good your defense is in the back row, when you're facing hitters like some of these hitters, I mean, I don't know if people realize that some of these hitters are hitting 45 to 46 to 47 miles per hour, and you don't have even a second to react. And so if you don't have something up there slowing something down, we're in trouble. And we kept working on it, and I don't know, but against Mitchell, we have 14 blocks, you know, and not only was it 14 block kills that we measure, but it's also how many we sent back and changed the rhythm of the match a little bit. And yeah, you're right. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, that kind of continued. I don't know how many, you know, great blocks we had. I think we had like 7, but that's pretty high for this team, and it was more than Sioux Falls had. But we had a lot of sendbacks, and we had a lot of touches, and that's the stuff this year that we've been charting, which has been really good. And so you're right, that was a huge component of that game.
And then another spot too here before we move on is the serving. You turned me on to a stat that I wasn't really aware of, and that's where are your aces as opposed to your service errors? And I think the last 3 games it's been a positive.
That's not easy to do, especially when you're going aggressively like that. You know, I had a few of our Norby Center members go to the match, and I've been challenging them to maybe sit downstairs, and one of them accidentally took on that challenge because he had to sit with his daughter below, but he was a former baseball player, and he couldn't believe how much movement. Mm-hmm. He goes, "You guys are serving knuckleballs." He said, "I didn't even know that could happen in volleyball." And so we really work hard on the movement and the speed, but I think what we did really well the other night was we had very good location. You know, they were understanding where we were trying to go and why we were trying to do it, and they just got after it. But I think, Jeff, you know, with the serving percentage that we have and the number of aces that we have, this is by far the best serving team we've had. by far.
Plain and simple. So now let's do an overview on Sweet 16 first off. And I thought some things were telling. First off, the top eight seeds won. That means the home teams won. Six of the eight matches went three sets. The other two went four. So I don't know if we had... We probably had a little more separation than we thought, but the final stat that I really like, 5 ESD, 2 Sioux Falls, 1 Rapid City make up the field. And I go back, Deb Thill, Mitchell's coach, what she told me last week when she was talking about potential matchups, I don't want to play somebody from the ESD because the ESD was good this year, top to bottom.
Well, yeah, I think it was very balanced. I think Yankton was a team that was so dangerous. Pierre was a team that was so dangerous. Brookings, we thought, was very dangerous. And even Brennan Valley had, Paige Timmons, and they were playing well coming down the stretch, too. So,
and they didn't even get in.
No, and they didn't get into the Sweet 16. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But, I remember in college when my basketball team, when we found out we didn't have a chance to make playoffs, it was just the last three games were just awful. And so I wonder, what their mindset was. Mm-hmm. And that I just feel like in high school, and maybe I'm old school. I've grown up in South Dakota and played with all this stuff, and I don't want to date myself, but played when we only had two classes, A and B. So I remember everybody making it, I think. I could be wrong, but, and so that, I don't know how I feel about that one. But yeah, while we were really afraid of the matchup, with the Sioux Falls Roosevelt, some part of me was relieved we didn't have to play an ESD school. But what's really cool, and I don't want to point this out too loudly, but yet I do, our district, District 3 AA.
Seed 2, 4, and 6.
Yep. We got three in, and we had a chance to get
like
four.
Like the old days.
Yep, just like the old days. And, and the east side of the state has been complaining about us and how easy it is to get in, and then the one from West River, and look, Rapid City Central, they were turning into a real good team there at the end. But then they have two from District 2 AA, that was, Watertown and O'Gorman made it in, and then they only have two from the south one, I think that's District, I don't know.
Yeah, Harrisburg and Washington.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, and so that's pretty cool. In fact, I think all of us three AA's were kind of rooting for Pierre too to get in. We wanted all four in. I'm going to tell you, we were greedy. We wanted all four of us just to make a statement. But yeah, when we get to the state tournament now and we go to our coaches meetings, I'm going to be very curious to see what everyone has to say about that. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be hush hush about it. But and then I'm also lucky enough to be on the advisory this year too, and I'm going to be very curious to see what they say about that. But I don't want to throw pie in anybody's face, and I'll keep my mouth shut. But I kind of like that part of it right now. And the thing that I'm worried about with this Sweet 16, and I'm worried for basketball and I'm worried for volleyball, is that, if you look at triple A's versus double A's, okay, and I know we don't have that in basketball and volleyball, but we do in volleyball. Football. If we have it in football. You can't really count Harrisburg as a double A. I'm sorry, you just can't. They're suburban, Sioux Falls. There's only two double A's in there.
Mitchell and Huron.
That's it. So that's what concerns me, is that the tide has turned that far. However, I do believe that the Mitchells and the Hurons and the Piers will continue to fight and just get after it. So, we've always said we're little, and that's why we work hard. That's why our season really starts on June 4th, and we work really hard in conditioning and with our volleyball academy. And so these kids that now get to go to state tournament from Huron, they've earned it. I mean, they really have.
Okay, two more things here, or a couple more things that we want to go before we let you go. First off, let's talk Rapid City Stevens, 7 o'clock Central next Thursday. Played them about a month ago, went five sets, kind of a slow start for Huron, but kind of caught the stride there maybe in the second set and pushed Stevens.
Well, we kind of felt like it was maybe a turning point in our season. I think we had a couple rough matches after that, but we found out that we could play with the big dogs. We did early in the season. We beat Sioux Falls, O'Gorman, we beat Aberdeen, and then we played real tough against Harrisburg, and then we played real tough against Mitchell, and we lost those last two. But we knew we could play with them. We just really, I think, maybe thought it was a fluke. I mean, ourselves.
Yeah.
We thought maybe it was a fluke and that people had caught up with us. And but when we were riding that wave, we also had injuries. I mean, Carly Lynch went down early in the season, and that forever changed her season, I think. And then Melissa Berg breaks her ankle, and then we just couldn't find a rhythm and timing. We got young kids in the floor, and it was a long struggle to get them to where we wanted them to be. But like at Rapid City Stevens, you could see that light bulbs were starting to come on, and we went, okay, you know what, we're a pretty good team. Stevens O has another 6'1", 6'2" hitter who's very athletic. They've got the two outsides that I think are the best outside tandems that we've seen. You know, there's a Peyton Burkhart from Aberdeen, and there's other hitters from the state too. You know, Supervisor Gorman has a good outside. And then, of course, Mitchell has two of the best outside hitters too. But, they've got the Schaefer's kid, who is a 300-meter champion. That's a really good athlete who can do that. She also is a very good 100-meter hurdler, state champion in both of those. And then their other outside hitter, who's a sophomore, her mom was Carla Allard, mm-hmm, from Bennett County, and I believe she still is the point record holder in the state, and she just passed away from cancer. And that she passed away, I think, a few days after we played them. So when they went down to Sioux Falls, I'm sure the whole team had a very, very heavy heart. We're going to have our work cut out for us, but we feel like we're better since we played Rapid City Stevens. And you know, maybe we're the underdogs. No, we are the underdogs, let's just say that. But we like that position, and maybe we can get a situation where maybe they're overlooking us a little bit. And so we're going to put the work in and go after them. And, you know, with our serving game and our defense and our blocking a little bit better, you just never know. Hopefully we can close that gap and give them a good game. But here's the deal. We're not going to worry about winning or losing, Jeff. We're really happy to be at the state tournament. We're just going to worry about our performance and one point at a time and get after it. And I know these kids, and I know they really like to work hard and they love to compete. And when you've got that kind of combination, good things could happen.
Okay, one other note I would want to bring in. I brought it in here so I wouldn't forget. Yeah. You have a JO tryouts very early this year, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, really early for a number of reasons. So I'm going to step off the bus on Sunday and then, probably say hi to my husband. And then I'm going to turn around and we're going to do tryouts. But the reason why we're doing it earlier is a number of things have changed in this JO world. We're struggling to find tournaments when we wait until January and the tournaments are closed. And so we want to make sure that we have good options for our tournaments. And not only that, but our uniforms. It's taking longer and longer to get these uniforms that we can get. So, and then I think it's just fair. I think it's fair that the basketball team now, they have a whole week off. And so I think we're going to try to stay out of the basketball's world there a little bit. You know, we've done tryouts either in January, or maybe early December, but they're in basketball. And, I've just watched how other programs now have tryouts so much earlier than usual, and we're just trying to follow that pattern. So, it's going to be Sunday, right after the state tournament, November 19th, and the younger girls, their tryout will start at 5 o'clock. And here's something different than what we've done in the past is we will hold those parents, that meeting during their tryout. So the coaches will handle the tryout. The parents are going to be in the other room in the middle school commons, just going over through details and why it costs what it costs. And unfortunately, Jeff, it isn't free. There's costs that come with this program. We have fundraising opportunities to lessen this cost. And so I think that's really cool is that we do have a chance for, these kids to lessen their costs. And I know like my own kids, when they played JOs and we had this fundraising, I just said, if you could go out and try to cut this cost by half, we'll let it, I can come up with the rest. But if you can get your job done, we'll go from there. And then we'll have the older group, grades 9 through 12, from 6:30 to 7:45. And again, that parent meeting will be held during tryouts. Here's the deal is now all of a sudden the state is bringing a 10 and under group. And so we're going to try a 10 and under group if we have enough kids. And then also, that cost will be a whole lot different simply for the fact that 10 and under, we don't want to bring this whole traveling world, and make it such a great big deal for them. We just want to give them a little taste. And so we'll probably try to go to one or two tournaments. And if we can't find a tournament, we'll make a tournament at the Nervy Center and for volleyball for the 10 and unders. And so we're looking at that right now for the staff. But yeah, so 10 and unders, and then we'll have 12 and unders, 14 and unders, 16 and unders, and 18 and unders. And the older ones, 18 and under, 16 and under, that's the later session. But if you have any questions, you can call the Nervy Center or my staff there at the Nervy Center gets it, and they help me out a lot. And so the front desk will have all the answers. Or you can call me. That's fine, too. And we do have a website, HeronVolleyballClub.com. I think I picked the longest name I could for our website.
I bet there's longer ones out there.
HeronVolleyballClub.com would be the website. And we're going to hopefully have some things up later today.
Okay, let's just wrap it up with this. Get back to Huron Tiger Volleyball. State double A's start next week. Well, all three of them together at the Civic Center out in Rapid City. But when you look at the last three games, I'd say I told you on August 26th, here's how we would be looking here to in the regular season. These last three matches is where you would have wanted this team to be.
Yeah, you know, I'm smiling. And you guys out there can't see that, but I'm smiling because we really didn't know how we were going to put this thing together. But with Jada and Kayla and Alexis, Texas, we just kept saying, look, guys, hang with us. We're going to try to put this thing together and do the best we can. And for this team to be playing with this height, I mean, every match we're going, look how much taller they are than we are. And, we have a picture of one of our players against the Harrisburg 6'4". Person, and when I showed that to somebody back in here and I said, here's what we go up against every night, they were like, wow, unbelievable. But yeah, these last three matches for this team has been incredible. The whole season has been quite a journey, and it's just really fun to get in the gym with kids that are really good kids and that are, you get to know and you love and you like, and then to share in success is even better. I mean, that's even better. It's just frosting in the cherry right in the cake. So I'd like to think, though, that we're not satisfied. There's one more goal that we had written on that orange wall that we were talking about, and we've got that circled now, and we're going after it. So we'll see what we can get done at the state tournament.
Shelley Budnagan, head coach of the Huron Tiger volleyball team, again here on Open's AA tournament in Rapid City against Stevens at the Civic Center next Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Time on Tiger 95. Still going to talk some more state tournament of volleyball with Linda DeBoer, head coach of Miller, as the Rustlers are back in the Class A tournament. That's coming up next year on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Next up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're talking with Linda DeBoer, head volleyball coach for the Miller Rustlers. Miller is in the Class A tournament after a couple of years off. They were a state runner-up, I believe, back in 2014. Now back at the state tournament this year. They're the number 5 seed. They will play number 4 seed Madison on Thursday. That after a Sweet 16 win over Rapid City Christian on Tuesday out in Pierre. Linda, talk about this season. Really, you came in with expectations. The girls wanted to get here.
Yeah, it's been a goal of theirs. When we started going to team camps, or even maybe before that, when we lost last year in the Sweet 16 to Milbank by just a few points in that fourth setter, I think the girls had it in their mind that we're not gonna not go to state this year, and that was a goal they set early on, and they worked all summer long at team camps and at open gyms to try to attain that goal, and they did it the other night against Rapid City Christian to get us there.
We'll talk about that Sweet 16 matchup and a couple different ways I want to approach this. First off, just talk flat out about the match, Rapid City Christian, a team you were not familiar with, but yet they had a pretty decent record, obviously. They upended the second seed Lee Deadwood out there west to get in to the Final 16, and I suppose that left you scrambling a bit when the pairings came out. You had to get some information quick.
Yeah, I did, because we had kind of watched it the last couple weeks of the regular season and sort of had it figured that it might be Lee Deadwood, and then they pulled that upset. So I spent a couple days shooting out some emails and trying to get some film on them, and coaches were very, very helpful in that regard for us to play a team we hadn't seen and we really didn't know much about. But they had height, they had athleticism, so it ended up being a good matchup for us.
And the girls just came out, took care of business. I believe a three-set sweep. You can't ask for any more than that.
No, that was good. That was really good. We kind of set the tempo early on in that whole match, and our girls just didn't let up. They just kind of kept the gas pedal down and kept going after it. And Rapid City Christian didn't serve very well at times, and that sort of helped us out, too, to get a couple points when it seemed like the sets were getting close. Their mistakes helped us out a little.
Now talk about the Sweet 16. We chatted a little bit before we started the interview. Your thought process now after being in it 2 years, you went 1-1, but you just said just the fact that the site was in Pierre, you felt it was a little better travel plan. Last year you ended up going to White, South Dakota, where Dubrook was, to play Milbank. And I think one thing that kind of goes in there is the fact that with AA and Sweet 16 now, too, and playing on Thursday instead of Tuesday, well, that opened up some of those larger gyms.
Yeah, it did. You know, ours ended up being a sort of a doubleheader, so to speak, because Kimball, White Lake, and Harriet Selby ended up playing after us. So we played at 5:30, and they played after at about 7 o'clock, and it ended up being a great atmosphere for volleyball fans, you know, to come that far and maybe get to see one or two good matches of volleyball.
Then another thing I do want to bring up, too, do you feel Class A and Class B, or has there been discussion, are you going to stay with the neutral site games, or would it go to the higher seed at some point?
You know, I don't know the answer to that for sure. I know there's been talk or speculation about both of those things happening, either staying at a neutral site, which neutral doesn't mean even with a state as vastly spread out as ours is, or, you know, to go to a top seed. But it'll be interesting at the state tournament to hear people's views on that during our advisory meeting. I'm sure that's going to come up so that we can give the state some information and some feedback on what people think would be the best scenario.
Let's talk about that state tournament now. You're the number 5 seed, and we'll play number 4, Madison. Madison actually listened to some of their match. I was over out east on Tuesday and listened to most of sets 3, 4, and 5. Madison had a huge comeback. They were on the ropes a couple of different times, but were able to come back and win in 5 over what I assume is one of their big rivals in Del Rapids.
Yeah, that looked like a much tougher night than we had, because when we saw that it was 5 sets and that they were down and that the scores, I think one of them was 31-29 or something like that, it was just crazy, crazy volleyball for them. We don't know a lot about Madison either because we haven't played them, but I know from watching them last year in the state tournament, they've got great athletes, they've got size, and of course now they'll have the experience of already playing in state last year with a lot of their players, where we haven't been there since 2014, so none of my kids have experienced it.
And looking back a little more on that as well with Madison, I believe they made it to the championship a couple of years ago as well. They kind of came in a little bit under the radar then. So, and you had your championship experience as well just a few years back. So there's a couple, you know, there's a couple of teams that while they've been to the state a little more, it's not like you're strangers to it as well.
No, I think our kids will show up and play. They're so excited about this opportunity. I don't think it would matter what draw we got or what seed we got. We're just really excited about this opportunity to get Miller back there, and to play Madison will be a challenge, of course. But I think from looking at their roster and knowing what I know about them from the previous couple years, I think we're going to end up matching up very well with them.
We'll talk about some of the keys then, because, you know, now we're back to
a combined tournament, so all be three classes will be going. That means three matches will be going at the same time. A lot of whistles and stuff, and sometimes, you know, girls just have to concentrate. Even the coaches, too. Was that whistle our court or a different one?
Right. It's a crazy atmosphere, but I love it when all three classes are together. And we'll be on the center court, so we'll be getting it from both ends, unfortunately. But I think it'll be great for our girls to experience that and play in front of those large crowds. And what a great opportunity for volleyball fans across the state to see that much volleyball action in one site. So I think our keys are going to have to be getting over the nervousness of this being a new experience for us and try to play our ball. We keep talking about first ball contacts. We've got to serve well, and we've got to pass or dig well to make sure we get our offense set up. We're going to have to block well. They are great, great hitters offensively, and they have height, and they've got strength. So I think our blocking and our defense is going to have to be another key to success.
And the bottom line here, we'll just wrap it up with this, and I think I talked to you when we visited a couple of weeks ago, same thing. It's not like you're going to change anything at this point. You know what your strengths are. You know where you feel you can attack Madison. They're going to look at it the same way, and it's quality volleyball any way you look at it. You don't get to state by mistake, especially now with the new 16 format.
No, you don't. You have to go out and, you know, they are trying to get the best eight teams there, but it really comes down to the eight that play the best the night of the Sweet 16, and hopefully we can just continue to do the things that got us here and maximize our strengths and minimize our weaknesses and maybe come out with some victories out there.
Linda DeBoer, head coach of the Miller Rustlers, the Rustler girls, number 5 seed in the State A tournament coming up next weekend in Rapid City. They will play number 4 seed Madison in the second game of the tournament next Thursday afternoon. We'll take a final time out here, and when we come back, we'll talk some South Dakota State, University of South Dakota football as they get set for big matchups later on today. This is Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.